Welcome to the first episode of Beyond Business podcast. Today we have with us Mr. Vicky Nagarani, Managing Director, Rock Holdings, entrepreneur and founder of Rock Realty. He comes with a demonstrated history of working in the real estate industry. He is a member of the Board of Trustees with LifeJam Movement and passionate about advancing the kingdom of God. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Thank you very much. And the pleasure for me to be here.
Yeah. Thanks. And you're actually our first guest, so we're really excited as well. Great to have you here.
So am I. A little bit nervous too.
Yeah. So just maybe share a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do? And where did you study? What did you study?
Sure. I belong to the city of Pune. It's also known as the Oxford of the East. So really blessed. I'm married. I got two daughters. Started my schooling in Pune. I was born in Bombay. Mm-hmm. And so I studied at the Bishop School here in Pune. And then went into Symbiosis, did my commerce, graduated. And we come from a business background, being a Sindhi, got into business pretty early, was excited about, learning about earning money. And so I started working at the age of 17. My dad had a shop, he was into garments. And so whenever I had spare time, I would go in and sit at the shop and then be at the cash counter, wait for the money to be collected. And so it was exciting. So that's the journey that I started with. Fast forward, I got into the real estate space. And so I've been in the real estate space for the last 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. And thus far, the journey has been great and God has been kind. Yeah,
that's really nice to know. So I'm curious, how did you go from working at a garment business to going into real estate? Like, what is the transition? I mean, how did you do that?
So I kind of realized that I was not the kind of person sitting at a place. I would like to be around, move around, meet people. And so 6 months into the shop, I kind of realized that I don't see myself too long term here. And so what I did is, while I was still in my college, there was something called as medical script writing. So internet was just catching up. There were no mobile phones back in those days. So I come from that era where mobiles were not yet in and computers were just coming in. People were doing NIIT, AppTech. Mm. And so we saw the inception and the beginning of the computer age coming in. And so while I was still studying at Symbiosis, doing my commerce, there was an opportunity to actually do medical script writing. For every page you write, you get paid for. And so before going to the college, I used to be there at 7 in the morning, and 7 to 8, I wanted to see how many pages I complete and how much money I make on my own. And so I started with that. I did that for a month. And I kind of realized that sitting at a place was not something that, one location was not something that I was made for. I thought that I would like to meet people, go out. And so I tried that as my second thing. I just thought I'll just take a shot and see. And was not very excited. Then I was introduced to a multi-level marketing, which just entered into India. And so network marketing. And, that's when I got introduced by one of my uncles, and was quite exciting. I kind of worked into that for a couple of years, met a lot of people, great association. I always wanted to meet people who are above my thinking levels. I always wanted to associate with people who are successful, who have really made some good name out there. So that's always been my my go-to thought process. And so I think the multi-level business really helped me to meet some of these guys who came from the US and kind of really saw them. Some of them came in their own private jets, And so it was quite an exciting time to meet some of these people, shake hands with them, sit and learn from them in conferences. And so that really changed me. And then And then there was a big shift that happened, you know, Hong Kong apparently got hit with SARS. That's one of the first pandemics that started. And real estate in India was booming. There was a big boom in the real estate sector that was coming in. And some of the friends, some of my dad's friends approached him and said, why don't you look at real estate? And, you know, you have so many NRI friends and there are Sindhis all over the world. Or try to connect with them and do something in the real estate space. And so that's how I saw him kind of, you know, take that plunge at the age of, I think my dad was 45 or 44. And so I saw him shifting gears, doing something post 40, which always gets challenging. You know, it's a new phase of your life.
Yes.
When you hit 40 is like the new, a new teen, you know?
Yeah.
So it's this, that second cycle that you get into. I kind of saw him. And then one day while I was still free, he told me, you know, why don't you just go and show this apartment to someone who's coming? And I kind of went and I did the whole viewing of the apartment and the deal just struck. And I saw some good money coming in. So I said, can I do this part time? So while I was still in my third year is when I really kind of started looking at the real estate space. And since then, God has been faithful and we've moved forward from there. Yeah.
So that's how Rock Holdings kind of came into its beginning then. It was founded then.
Yeah, back then the name was more of a family name. It was Nagrani Enterprises.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I got saved. So I was on this journey of my spiritual path that I took. And so as I moved forward, I was looking at a name that would resonate with something that I would believe in. And I got the name Rock, and build your house upon the rock, not upon the sand. And so when the storms come and when the winds blow, it will not be destroyed. And that's where the name Rock was established in 2011. We then transitioned from our Nagrani Enterprises into the Rock. Yeah, Rock.
That's really interesting. So I'm assuming that your dad is your inspiration for, you know, getting into the real estate business and, you know, doing this. That's really nice. That's really good to know. So, you know, what was your spiritual journey like when you first began with the work, with business, and how did you actually, you know, learn about God? I mean, who told you about him, or, you know, what was your spiritual journey like?
So, while I was attending one of these conferences, the multi-level marketing business that, you know, I had got into, and I became a distributor. So in one of those meetings, I still remember there was a gentleman who came down from the US and who was up on the stage, and he was talking about the success of this company. He was talking to the founders, and the company was back then, I think, a $7 billion enterprise.
Oh, wow.
And so he spoke to them and he was talking about what's the success and why you people are more happy, not just because you have more money, but generally you're very content. And what he shared from the stage really hit me. And I was not introduced, or neither I knew anything about Christ and things like that. But he mentioned up from the stage that the founders continue to give their tithes to their local church, and which is why they saw a good success in their work, in their business. And they were very content because they mentioned that God comes first, then comes family, then comes work and yourself. So they always spoke about the vertical of life. And I had not heard that in any business meeting or a business setup, all right? And we were always taught, my dad told me, do whatever it takes to make money, all right? So you got to do whatever you got to do. That is what was taught to us, no matter what means you use. You have to make it big. You have to be successful. You got to make a lot of money. And so that is what we grew up with. We never had these principles of God, family, work, and then yourself, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
But that meeting really changed me. And I think that seed was sown in that meeting. And post that, I was introduced by a friend of mine To come and meet a pastor. And that's when I heard the good news, and that's when I got saved and I got born again. But I'm a big believer of the marketplace. I know the impact marketplace can have. And so I'm a product of that. And so that's why I believe marketplaces are important grounds for us. Yeah.
So maybe share a bit about your challenges and, you know, the things that you faced starting the business. And maybe this will probably help someone out who is just, you know, getting into the entrepreneurial business or, you know, the real
estate. Yeah. So no matter what path you take, you know, whether it's the real estate space or the IT space or, you know, whether you're buying, selling, trading, retail, or you're working. You know, I was quite confused in the inception because I didn't know that God has a plan for your business. God has a plan for your work. God has a plan for your money. And so it is a very sticky topic. And a lot of people don't speak about it, you know, from a church setting. And So the start was very, very shaky. I really, at one point, was not very sure whether, you know, I heard someone say that success can be more dangerous than failing for a believer. So, you know, and so it is very important for us to understand money, understand God's plan for our money. And so the inception of my work and my, you know, faith and work, combining the two, is always a very tension out there, you know. So the secular and the spiritual is always divided. Your Sunday is different than your Monday. So
very true.
Yeah. So that understanding took a while. There was a little struggle, but as today we have ministries like Beyond Business, and understanding that my ministry is my work and my act of worship to God. So these things have changed. I think there is enough awareness today. But at the beginning, there were a lot of challenges. I continue to give my first fruits to the Lord. And that has really, you know, I have seen God's faithfulness in our business. I still remember my first tithes was 30 rupees. And I still share that wherever I go. Is that I didn't start. It was not a great start because my dad he fell ill. He was on the bed for 4 or 5 years. We got into debts. Separation between the brothers was not really good. So we went through a very rough patch of the beginning of when I started off. So, but I've seen the hand of the Lord, and I have seen God honoring faithful giving and being obedient to his voice.
Well, I mean, success can be more dangerous than money. Really nice to know. So how did you balance between church and business, or missions and business?
You know, there's a saying that let your Sunday talk be your Monday walk.
Oh, wow.
And, so all days are important to us, not just a Sunday. I think the balance is in knowing who you are in Christ. The balance is in knowing that everything belongs to God. You don't own anything, and that we are stewards.
Yes.
And so when you live with that mission in your mind, and when you're missional about, and you're intentional about knowing that whatever you have actually belongs to God himself.
Amen.
And if you live in that mindset, and if you live with that intention, you will not, I mean, to me, we have meetings in our office, weekday meetings where we have a fellowship here where we pray, sing, and share. You know, we have men's meeting that takes place on Saturday mornings. And so I think every day is church for us.
Amazing.
So we live by it. Not that we are different on a Sunday and we have something else on a Monday. Mm-hmm. And it has taken some time to actually come to that point. You know, we are on a journey.
Yeah.
And so it's a transition that takes place bit by bit. But But I'm living the two together. I don't think that we can separate the spiritual and the secular. I think this is how we are going to move forward. I believe the next 100 years, the gospel will move through the marketplace. That's the place where most of the people spend most of their time.
Yeah.
You know, you're working 9 to 6 or 9 to 8 or 10 to 8, you know, whatever it be. You're working 6 days a week. When you get back home, you're still thinking about work. So, yeah, I think that's the place where God is really going to move in a very mighty way.
Yeah. Amen. Quick question, last question. So how did you get to know about Beyond Business, and what is your takeaway from the recent conference that you've attended?
Yeah, I think it's a great ministry, a great platform. My friend Joseph Sampath from Hyderabad actually invited me to the conference, and then I of course got to meet Joseph Vijay and a lot of others, and so I was really blessed with the conference, the networking that happened in there, the stories that we heard. Arun Samuel, Pastor Shekhar was there from Mumbai, and I think it was a great platform, an amazing beginning. I met another very good friend right now that I'm very happy about, is Duncan Parker. Mm-hmm. I met, he was from UK. And so just connecting with these friends, learning from one another, Faith and Work Ministry, I met Alan and Ryan, some amazing things that that God is doing. And so it's very encouraging, very inspirational when you actually hear stories, meet people, and I think it's a great platform. I'm looking forward to what Beyond Business will do. I think the next decade will be an amazing 10 years that will come for all of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. All right. This is going to be fun. Just a rapid fire questions to, you know, shake up the seriousness from the top. All right. So tell me, what is your favorite country that you've visited so far? Maybe with your family or by yourself?
Yeah, I think Turkey is one of the best places that I feel. It has a great history.
Yes.
Amazing beauty if you go into the interiors of Turkey and see beyond just the capital city, Istanbul. But if you go further and see places like Cappadocia, Bodrum, and so it's a beautiful place. That's amazing. I love that.
Turkey is on my list to visit. And, awesome. All right, so maybe share one of your memories, like your favorite memories growing up.
Favorite? There's so many of them, but yeah, I think one of my first trips to Dubai, getting on an airplane, and so that was a memorable trip that happened. It was my first ever flying, and I flew international, so that is an exciting moment.
So okay, last one. So what is the first thing someone should do when they're visiting Pune? I mean, you live in Pune now, right? So, yeah, what is the first thing someone should do when they're visiting Pune?
So, I think the first thing one should do is there's a place called MG Road in Pune, all right? Mm-hmm. And so, there is a very famous garden out there, and there is a vada pav. I don't know if you know what vada pav is.
Wow, yes.
I think the person should come in first and straight eat a very hot vada with the pav and the amazing chutney. Mm. It's called the garden vada pav. So that's the place to be.
Okay. I can actually imagine people lining up just on a rainy day having that hot vada pav already.
Absolutely. It's just amazing. And then end up with a chai.
Oh, yes. What a great combination. All right. So I would like to finish off this episode with just a segment on what God has been speaking to you about. Maybe share your favorite verse from the Bible that would encourage the listeners and probably help them.
I'll have to go through the verse that I have.
Sure.
We are entering a season of new beginnings. I think God is really putting in our hearts to open up ourselves to Him and to understand that the move of God is going to come from the east to the west now. So I think India has a great opportunity, and God has chosen such a time as this for we in India. We're going to be torchbearers for many nations. And so I see that the gospel will be moving from the east, going to the west, and India is going to play a great part in that move.
Yeah.
I want to end with Psalms 127:2. It's the Passion Translation. It says, it really is senseless to work so hard from early morning to late at night, toiling to make a living for fear of not having enough. God can provide for his devoted lovers.
Wow.
So Psalms 127:2. Yeah.
Well, what a beautiful note to end it on. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, it's just an honor to talk to you and to know more about you. And I hope this episode will help out a lot more people who are listening to it. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day and a blessed week.
Thanks, Sharon. I'm really grateful for this. Thank you. Thanks. Sorry, Olive team. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.